The town's review of its bylaw services division continued last week, with council providing preliminary approval at their April 8 committee of the whole meeting for town staff to proceed with multiple changes to how the department operates. However, major changes to how animal and wildlife control currently runs have proved to be a non-starter for some councillors, who requested by a unanimous vote to refer a revamp of animal and wildlife control back to staff for further information. Town. Kathy Jeffery first raised concerns about the changes proposed to animal control when the review came to council last month. "My concerns are still the same," Jeffery said during Monday's meeting. "We're caught between a rock and a hard place here where we need to have a process to move forward, but I just don't feel comfortable letting go of the animal control after hours." Town. Deb Doherty echoed Jeffery's comments. "I am concerned about stepping back from wild animal control without having an immediate backup," she said. "I appreciate that dealing with wild animals shouldn't be bylaw enforcement's responsibility, but our residents have come to expect it." The town is embarking on a review of its bylaw services division, with bylaw staff suggesting 26 changes to how the department works. Had all the changes been approved, it would have translated to $6,200 in savings specifically through changes to animal control. However, with council pumping the brakes on that sector of bylaw, it is unlikely there will be a cost savings through the review. First presented to council back in March, the town's bylaw services review includes recommendations split into three categories: immediate changes, short-term changes to take place over the next 2 years, and medium-term changes to be made within 2 to 5 years. The review recommends an overall structural adjustment to ensure the appropriate management and oversight is in place. The review also suggests developing a town crossing guard policy, and shifting the focus of bylaw from the current complaint-based approach to an integrated model enforcement approach whereby bylaw officers would be empowered to deal with issues as they see them. According to the staff report, between 2011 and 2021 there has been a 38% rise in population growth in Collingwood, however, there have been no frontline staffing additions in that time frame. Per officer, the number of complaints the department receives per year went from 235 in 2011 to 386 in 2021. During comments, the town's acting manager of bylaw services Adam Harrod noted that the bylaw review had revealed some practices taking place that staff now feels are unsafe, such as officers attending some calls alone. "There are safety risks that go along with having an officer go out to a property alone at 2 or 3 a.m. and no one knowing where this person is. If there were a slip and fall, no one would know," Harrod explained. "We need to make sure they are all safe. Right now, that is missing." Through the review, there is a suggestion to redefine animal control to be just canine control, and to limit canine control to working hours only, with those two changes amounting to a savings of $13,000 alone. Also included is a suggestion to remove wildlife control completely from bylaws purview and to encourage residents to contact the Ministry of Natural Resources and Forestry, MNRF, to deal with issues with animals such as raccoons or coyotes. Harrod has clarified that the MNRF is the responsible body for wildlife management. He said that currently, town bylaw is responsible to deal with tempered raccoons, only on public property. The suggestion raised concerns from multiple councillors, who voted to sever the issue of animal and wildlife management for a separate vote to ask staff for more information. "Were I a homeowner and faced with the same situation with a rabid animal in my backyard, either on the website or through customer service, there should be a list of bona fide contractors who would be willing to come out," said Town. Christopher Baines. "If we don't have that, then I'm worried because I can see stepping back. But only if we can backfill," he said. For clarity, Harrod noted that currently, bylaw only works after hours in regards to animal control calls. Winter parking enforcement is dealt with by Collingwood OPP aside from periodic blitzes, and the town's bylaw division address all other bylaw calls during their regular business hours. In regards to after hours, Mayor Yvonne Hamelin was curious about all the neighboring municipalities in South Georgian Bay and how they each address animal control outside regular operating hours. Should we be hiring the Humane Society to get a truck and deal with South Georgian Bay? Does everyone have an after-hours person? She asked. Harrod said the town of Blue Mountains does not have 24/7 animal control. He said he was unsure about Wasaga Beach, while Clearview only provides animal control during operating hours. Hamlin asked as part of the animal control motion, if staff could also collect information from neighboring municipalities, and for staff to look into reputable wildlife contractors that the town could endorse through including their information on the town's website. If five municipalities chipped in for the cost of an after-hours service, that could be an approach to consider further, she said. At the end of discussion, council voted unanimously in favor of approving all the recommended changes to the Bylaw Services Division, aside from changes related to animal and wildlife control. Based on second recommendation, council voted unanimously in favor of referring the animal and wildlife control changes back to staff for a more in-depth report on those changes before council will make a decision. All decisions will need to be ratified at the next regular council meeting before going into effect.